They said you were born on the day the president was shot, but I'm here to set the record straight. Herbie Shorty was born in the summer when the sunflowers were 12 feet tall and the blooms as big around as dinner plates used by Queen Elizabeth. Herbie Shorty was supposed to be the great leader of our band of the Diné that moved to the east side of Bluebead Mountain, who had dared to cross the Great River and lay claim to the land just this side of the Camino Real and that side of the Santa Fe Railroad. The trains still hum tunes about him as they wander back and forth across the Deneta. Herbie Shorty, who defied his own name and grew to be 6'2", died of AIDS at 1983 at BCMC Hospital. He died without anyone but me and the male nurse student who had fallen in love with him, knowing that he was our leader. But we recorded some of his visions. The last one he told us was as he laid with tubes in his lungs and his arms, his skin a pile of bruises, and his eyes little pinpricks of light in the gray room. I rubbed his head and felt the indentation at the top. He said that was where he had been hit over the head with a beer bottle in 1978, a Budweiser long neck. But I knew it was a hole that the ancient ones have, the ones that can talk without speaking, the ones that can fly. "You know, little cuz," he said, struggling to keep his eyes open, "I can see faces in the stars now." He stared up into the asbestos tile ceiling. "I think I see Uncle Edward. You don't know him, but he's always full of jokes." "Oh, geez, and there's your parents dancing. Don't they ever get sick of that song?" Oh, and there's my favorite auntie. She's making fry bread. Can you smell it?" "And I think someone told me that up behind Jupiter is where our grandparents live now. They have a huge hogan and about 5,000 children." "Yeah, there's our grandmother. She's riding a white horse. Damn, she looks good. There's Shige. He has a new Ford truck he's learning how to drive." He turned away from the asbestos-style stars and looked at me. "Guess where I'm going to live, little cuz?" The nurse closed his eyes, and my tears dropped onto the white sheet as I said, "Behind Uranus?" "No, behind Uranus. Look for me there." And we did. The male nursing student and I, every Tuesday night at the University Observatory, we'd ask the assistant to point us in the direction of Uranus and giggle softly. But we aren't ancient ones. We can't see faces in the night sky. I can't find the huge hogan behind Jupiter with 5,001 children. But when we walk to the car, the wind picks up, and we're like stray dogs who live in back alleys, ears perked up. And we know you see us as we drive away, with Stairway to Heaven playing on the one good speaker of my Ford Falcon.